There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My husband's been sick on and off for the past month. My neighbor Jordan is sick. My neighbor New Gary has been sick. And producer Jessica says that we're going to love this conversation that we're going to have with her mother, June.
Oh, good morning. It's so great to talk to you.
Oh, good to talk to you, too.
How are things in Tehachapi, California?
Tehachapi.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tehachapi.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Okay. You're smiling huge, producer Jessica. What did you two concoct?
We are going to open a specialty hotel.
Okay.
Where one floor is designated for Ben called You Poor Thing. And it's where wives can drop off their husbands who have a cold or the flu. But, of course, it's always the worst cold. The worst flu. They're going to die, and you don't want to tolerate them.
My gosh, that's so great.
I'm not sure I appreciate this conversation right now. Because what you're alluding to
is men are terrible patients.
Terrible, terrible patients.
Now, I will say, my husband will admit it. He will say, I am crabby, I am grumpy, I am not nice, I am miserable, and he makes everyone around him miserable. He admits to that.
Well, he can have a suite.
Kirk gets the good room.
Now, what's exactly the name of the floor again? Oh, You Poor Thing floor?
Yeah, You Poor Thing.
What portion of the hotel would that be in?
Well, we're making it flexible because we think when it catches on, it's going to grow.
Sure, like that terrible disease that your husband has.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. You're leaving room for expansion is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Now, will this hotel specialize in anything else except taking care of your pansy husband who can't handle being sick?
Well, I thought we'd have a bar for the women to go and laugh. They can all get together and have a drink and laugh about their husbands.
We're going to call it You Try Going Into Labor Bar.
Yes!
That's a good one, John. I'm sure this doesn't pertain to you, John, right?
I'm going to go ahead and say, you'd have to ask the people in my life if I'm a bad patient or not. I, of course, don't think I am, but
Well, I'm sure you are.
We know what you're like when you come to work and you're not feeling well.
Yeah.
Go on.
You're not very pleasant.
It's a male thing.
I guarantee when you guys have 101 degree fever that you're all daffodils and daisies and Dixie cups.
No one comes here with 101 degree fever, John.
Oh, I do, yeah. And I'm fine. I stay in my room and I keep to myself.
And infect everybody in the building. How kind of you. You ever see the movie Outbreak? You cough, they go through the vents, and guess what? We're all sick. And then the monkey.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the monkey and McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy is the first to go. Okay.
Jessica, I think we can add a frequent flyer card. They can earn points.
Gosh, you know, your 10th illness is free. Is that what we're doing?
Like a punch card.
Yeah.
Like, I want to punch you, but I'm going to take you here.
See, the idea is just getting better and better, June. You guys might be onto something.
I'm saying. One wealthy investor, anybody listening at La Jolla, wants to invest in our hotel.
John suddenly doesn't feel well, and he's going to be crabby about it. He can stay in La Jolla.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's fine. We want to encourage the men to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
They will be pampered.
Well, June, good luck with your entrepreneurial idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I think this is man bashing. Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay.
I think this is unfair. Guys, we have to step up here. We are not all horrible patients. Surely we aren't, right?
I don't know. I think you could ask. I think there'd be some guys who admit that they are.
Ladies, will you want to check your husband into June and Jessica's hotel for pansy husbands when they're sick?
You poor, poor thing.
833-287-1037. Guys, step up for yourself. Ladies, maybe you agree with the other women in the room.
We do.
833-287-1037 with John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Producer Jessica and June, Jessica's mom, good news. Someone, Debbie, is so fired up about this idea.
Well, about June and putting together a hotel for men called, oh, you poor, poor thing, where men who are sick can go.
Can you vibe with this, Debbie?
I'll buy shares in that thing. Stock and shares.
I'm going to buy stock.
That's shares.
You got because investors now.
My husband's a baby. He stubbed a toe. He thought he was dying. I'm not kidding. He stubbed a toe. Thought he was going. That was his last day.
Thanks, Debbie.
Right. So now, good news, guys. This is getting legs. You got investors now.
Exactly.
Mark, step up for us, man. Come on.
John, we're missing a golden opportunity, my friend.
Go ahead.
In 2 weeks, we have the biggest day out of the entire year. All of a sudden, oops, I came down with a cold. I'm going to be on the floor with a bunch of my buddies, and we just have to go to the lounge, watch the Super Bowl in peace and quiet.
So you're for the hotel so that you could get away.
Try that one on for size.
Like not really being sick, but just like, oh, maybe I got a bit of a cough.
If anybody asks, oh, I've got the worst illness on the planet.
Well, let's be honest. We'd say that anyway, Mark, wouldn't we?
All right. Thanks, Mark. Anonymous, go ahead and share.
I just want to see if I can make a reservation for the 5 days, please. The current situation is man cold at the house. That's the diagnosis.
I think you guys are onto something here. Clearly, you all females think that we are really, really weak and really, really whiny.
That's so great, a 5-day reservation. Thanks, honey. I'll get working on that for you. I'm working the desk.
Hey, how we doing? Good morning.
Hey, Justin, what's going on, man? Are you going to take this man bashing?
So here's the crazy thing is my wife works as an x-ray tech for one of the big hospitals out here in San Diego, and I hear more horror stories about how the women are the most difficult ones to deal with when it comes to doing any of their stuff, like getting them in position, doing any of that other stuff. Like the men are just like, okay, which way am I going? All right, cool. Am I done?
Well, let's be honest. Does she do mammography? Because that's a whole different thing.
No. I did the whole thing, but now she's wanting to go back and get, like, the whole certification all over again.
Okay.
Well, awesome. I'm glad that your wife knows the real story. Okay. She's a medical expert, Tammy.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Justin. Take care,
man,
pal.
I do want to open this hotel, though.
You're not alone, clearly. Right now, we want you to call 833-287-1037 and get on for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge so we can send you to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore in July. Maybe you'll even win $100. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.